Yeah, old school. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, this ain't for everybody. Some of y'all need to hear it. I know you in the trenches fighting, but check it out. I'm gonna put it down like this so I can help the saints understand. Everything you're going through is all part of the master plan. Or what? You thought cause you got saved everything was gonna be peaches and cream? You better wake up, son. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Faith without works is dead. Read your Bible. You know what it said. He who don't work don't eat. Blackers don't get fed. Huh, yeah. Jesus said he who puts his hands to the plow looks back the same ain't fit. Some of y'all ain't been in the trenches 5 minutes and you about ready to quit. I ain't mad at ya, I'm just hitting you with the real. If you died for me, I was still tripping. Now how you think that make you feel? Check this out, deep game, this here's deep, huh? Some of y'all ain't sawing nothing but you're steady trying to reach, huh? But after him who's able to possess your fathers by his glory, struggles might be part of your testimony, but it ain't the end of the story. Now appointed since was prophesied way back in the day. Choir, sing your hook right here and see if the church can relate.
I know we can make it.
Trials to try you. You say why you, but your shirt say what would Jesus do? Why you asking if he ain't trying to do what he's saying? Huh? He told you he was gonna have tribulations, but you thought he was playing. Huh? One minute you tell him how good God is and can't nobody beat your talk. The next minute you're backsliding so fast, it's like you're moonwalking. Huh? Oh yeah, I'm preaching to myself cause I ain't no better. Huh? It ain't like I've been following his every word, obeying it to the letter. But we soldiers, we gotta remember that. Regroup, stay on point. Hey, yeah, bow down, confess, repent, stay humble, let him anoint. Huh? It ain't easy as I thought it was, I'd be lying if I told you that. But it showed up getting better all the time, trust me, that's the fact. Ain't nothing we going through that can't be handled, God put that on his son. Like they say, you can shout now if you want to, cause the battle's already won. So while you're going through the valley, don't even trip, you're gonna be on top. Quiet, say the hook line no more again, this time you don't stop.
I know we can make it.
We can make it.
I know good well, God can work it.
Yeah, I'm gonna pump the brakes right there since I done took everybody to church, but it is my belief that without Big Boy upstairs, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we can do. So it's my belief, and I give him what he's due. Welcome to the show. This is Lamont Patterson. Welcome to Can a Player Play. We have a very exciting show for you today, and hopefully we can touch and enhance and inspire and promote and motivate to do a little something different, try a little something different. Today we're talking about confused state of men in society today. I'm going to love that because I feel like there's a very few short of, a very shortage, should I say, of real men out there today. But I'm a baby boomer, and I guess I can say that. But let me see as I guess with us today. Mr. Fonseca, are you with us?
I am here, Lamont. How are you doing, bud?
I am too blessed to be stressed, as they say. Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Beautiful.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Nice and sunny over here in Phoenix, Arizona. So pumped up, excited to help you take your show to another level.
Well, thank you, thank you. Well, give me a second, Arnie. Let me introduce you real quick, man, and we'll put this show in drive, man, and burn some rubber.
Let's do that.
Today we have Arnie Fonseca with us. He's a strategic life coach, interventionist, hope I'm saying that right, speaker and consultant. He is a visionary behind Hope's Hands of Hope Coaching and the podcast Answers for Real Men, a company that's making lasting change a possibility for anyone that is committed to creating positive, happier, healthier, and more fulfilling experiences in their life, love, and work. And that's where we're going to get going at. Arnie, you got so many positive things going on with yourself, man. So, you know, I'm going to let you get started and tell our listeners who you are. Let's get with that one.
Well, I tell you what, Lamont, I'm a baby boomer myself. I'm a man that's come through the fire and is still going through the fire each and every day because that's what life is all about. Life is not about avoiding obstacles. Life is about dealing with them each and every day, but dealing with them in an appropriate way that allows us to grow and to give to the people and the community around us. And you said it right. There is a shortage of real men today. And sometimes men don't want to hear that, but that's why I started doing what I'm doing as a coach. Because, Lamont, my background is as a teacher and a coach. But back in the day, you know, 35, 40 years ago, coaches were guys that went out there and got others to perform athletically. And
correct.
And from there, I went on and started working with folks that had traumatic injuries, you know, brain and spinal cord injuries. And my own son has a brain injury. And he actually used to work for me. But a lot of the things, Lamont, the strategies that I came up with were from years and years of working with families that were literally at their rope's end. You know, they didn't have hope. It was all it was stripped away from them in their life because their loved one was not there anymore in the form that they had known them as. And so and we don't teach this stuff in programs. We don't teach this stuff in schools. And actually, I think one of the problems today is that we're teaching our young ones to be softer and not to be able to handle adversity. And that's creating a lot of problems out there, more than we know. And we can discuss some of that going on. But going back to who I am, I'm just a man that came up with some ideas based on his own life, because what I had to go through and what I went through with my clients. And when I closed my business in 2012 because of adversity, I was directed into becoming a coach. And I go, well, I already am a coach. What is that? And so I started looking into it, and started meeting some really nice people with the Tony Robbins folks and some of the other coaching organizations. And I go, I can do this. And I'd been speaking forever. And so I started doing presentations on different topics and whatnot. But I love getting up in front of people, and I love doing workshops with people. And I've kind of flowed into this guy that will help your business or your family to work better, you know, to get along. Whether it's between you and your wife or your girlfriend or with you and your kids or your workmates, your team at work, or team in general. Because I like to say I teach the soft skills in life, Lamont, because we don't do that. And you know that. And I think that's why you made the comment that there's a shortage, you know. And
exactly.
And you're basing that on your observations or your own realities in life. And so, I mean, we can start right there if you want, but who I am. I'm just a man, you know, that's trying to figure it out.
Well, actually, that is a good place to start, because I guess my first question to you is, why are men confused? But I just want to say, too, that based on my own personal experiences living this thing we call life, you know, and I know I could blame a lot of this on society, because I had the opportunity to be a little boy, you know, play with the big wheels and the cap guns and the little scooters we made out of skates. I had the opportunity to be a little boy for a little longer time than I see kids now. I mean, see, my kids are thrust into a situation where they have to deal with adult issues before they had the time to be children. And so, which brings the question is, why are men confused to you? So that's the first question. And the second, of course, is, when did this start?
Well, I think men are confused today. A lot of it has to do, Lamont, with the media, you know, and that involves movies, TV, news shows. I feel bad for a lot of the athletes out there, because, you know, they're raised to be aggressive and perform at a high level. And then they don't have outlets to be able to turn it off. Men in general are put under this amazing amount of stress to get out there and kill the beast. But at the same time, they haven't been taught to how to turn off the switch. We don't have our you know, you got to remember, and these are all statistics that we can check out. There's upwards towards 50% of all homes today, Lamont, that are fatherless. So the role models aren't there. The uncles, the pastors and churches, everything's so fast. Nobody has time for anybody. I remember many years ago when I joined my church, Lamont, I just wanted to meet my pastor. It took me almost 6 weeks to get an appointment with him. Kidding
wow.
me? What if? And I was going through some heavy duty stuff, man, at the time. And I had to meet another guy first.
How long did it take you to put some money in the collection plate?
Not very long, but I'm telling you what, that we're dealing with today, and that's why a lot of churches are not growing. You know the fastest
right.
growing religious organization? And this will blow your mind, man. You know what it is? It's AA. AA. They are exploding, and they don't have fancy bands, and they don't have big video cameras and TV sets, and they don't play football games and car racing. They just show up and share, man. They just get real, and that's all we want. And they don't pass the plate around
right.
either. So what I'm trying to say is, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes giving people, especially men, the opportunity in a safe environment to share what's in their heart. And right now, young men and even men our age, Lamont, are looking for that. I don't care. We are looking for that. And so where it started was the media trying to portray us as something that we were not. Men and women are different. I don't care what anybody says. We are different. And when men treated like men, they're going to start acting like boys. And at some point, the boy's got to put away his toys and be a man. But he's not being taught that. I did a radio show here about 2 months ago, and we talked about a little study that they had done that compared to the early 60s, Lamont, there were some 43 shows, TV, movies that depicted men as strong, grounded, virile men. Today, 3. Now you tell me, especially if you're watching this stuff on TV, movies, you know, whether it be Hulu or whatever they're watching, they're not seeing men acting like men. They're seeing men act like Raymond on that show. You know, it's a funny show, but guess what? I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be
right.
a wishy-washy guy that's being pushed around by his wife. And you know what?
Well,
when I talk to women, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you this on this point, too. And I know we mentioned earlier that, you know, it's 50% of men homes are fatherless. And
mm-hmm.
do you think, you know, that the young boys that are raised by, you know, the women that are, you know, they're angry with the dads
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all the little
mm-hmm.
dynamics to go into,
mm-hmm.
you know, raising that? Because, you know, I've done tons of shows talking about this, too, where, you know, there's women that don't want the little boys to go outside and play baseball or ride bicycles because they're afraid that they don't get hurt or get a scratch on them.
Yeah.
But to me,
mm-hmm.
as a father, that's what little boys do. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's what we do, so that's where we establish.
You know, you're right. You're spot on.
We establish the difference between, you know, the young male growing up versus a young female, you know. And there's a lot of men today, I run it now, man, don't even know how to change a flat on the car. And I'm like, what?
That's right.
I mean,
you're
worth it.
No, you know, you're right. You're right. A national radio show hosted by a lady, and she has 3 children, 2 boys, and she was talking to Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs guy, and said, you know, we need to come up with a boys camp, you know, to teach, you know, on the weekends to teach men how to change a tire, and build things, do things that we used to do many years ago. You know, even though I had a terrible relationship with my dad, but at least I was out there, or my friends. I mean, we were doing things, and because there wasn't any TV and video games. But at the same time, He goes, well, we kind of have that. He mentioned the scouts and stuff like that. But she was really adamant about the fact that we need to have a place where boys can go on the weekend, not just go to soccer games and all these other sports that we're doing, which is fine. But I think we're obsessed with that as well because we all think our kids are going to become professional athletes. And instead of we need how about making our kids into professional men? Because,
right.
You know, we need mentors. We need men to step up in your community. You know, there's so many ways that even guys that and I don't want to put the blame on these ladies because ladies are doing the best they can because they don't know how. And that's why when I watch on TV or see these reports and, you know, that there are no differences between men and women, you know, my hand goes up and says, BS. Just ask some of these women that are raising these young men. It's hard. And they need a man in their life, a strong man that's going to pull them aside and say, that's dumb or that's
right.
How you do it. And we're just not getting that. And to put that on women, that is – it's just not right. But, you know, and again, there's mutual – we've got to share this thing mutually because and that's where I get in when I do a lot of relationship coaching. There's a lot of blame to go around. But forget all that. It's how about starting to grow? What do we need to learn, Lamont? What do we need to learn? And that's where I think shows like yours are powerful because you reach an audience, guy try to do, that needs to hear the fact that let's forget about what happened yesterday. That ended last night. Let's start the growth process. What do we need to learn? I mean, that's the first thing I ask these guys. What do you need to learn? What do you need to do to start the healing process here, whether it's with your ex or with your kids or with the guy next to you in the portal at work or with the girl you're trying to date, whatever. What do you need to learn that you haven't been taught? Instead of trying to fake it, okay, instead of you know, listening to the guy on the corner that doesn't have a clue himself, what do you need to learn? And starting there, man, because you know what? You know, when kids are raising kids on the street, man, it's a mess.
Well, that's where all your gang activity is because they
you
don't have
believe
any,
it.
You know, any structure at home. So, you know, they're going to mm-hmm. find it wherever they can find it.
That's right.
And again, you know, it's a vicious cycle because here we got.
Yeah.
Society, and I'm going to put a lot of it on society, which is different than when you
mm-hmm.
and I were growing up, because there was a time
mm-hmm.
where if you and I got caught doing something wrong, you know, we got sent to the PE teacher, you know, we got sent to, you know, the PE teacher,
yes,
and here come the paddle, here come the SWATs.
Yeah.
You know, we
oh,
get
yeah.
SWATs, then we get sent home, and then we're going to get it again.
You better believe
you know,
it.
There was a time when, you know, children, you know, parents were allowed really to be parents where you were allowed to, you know, to discipline your children. So now you can't discipline your children because if you discipline your children at home, you know, you facing, you know, abuse situations, you know, and then it's okay for you not to be able to discipline your children, but it's okay for the police to kill them. I don't get that.
Yeah.
You know, cause,
No, I know.
I
mean,
just don't.
Talk about
I don't get it.
Right?
Know.
No, that's where a lot
yeah,
of confusion is. I mean, are you
exactly.
kidding?
Exactly. I was never allowed to disrespect my teachers. I was never allowed to do that. Ever.
That's right. Yeah.
You know,
but there's no. But the kids aren't dumb, Lamont. They know there's no consequences. The kid's going home to an empty house most of the time, or when he even goes home. And bringing up gangs again, you know, gangs provide they provide an addiction for young men because they give them a sense of certainty. They also give them because the gang's there for them. They give them a sense of excitement, of variety. They don't know what's going to happen next. There's something exciting going to happen. They give them a sense of connection with other guys. You know, they also give them an identity. Guess what? That's an addiction, man. Any of us, if we do any activity in our life that gives us those four things, Lamont, we are addicted. And so that's how, what we've done, because we've taken that away from
home. How about this other word, Arnie, structure? Dysfunctional as may be, it's some form of structure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Heck, yes. And kids, you know, I've been coaching men, you know, since the early 80s, okay, as a football, wrestling, baseball coach, you know, whatever. I mean, I love these men. Some of my greatest friends today, Lamont, are men that I coached in the late 70s and early 80s. These are men that went through hell. And you know what? They still call me coach, and we talk just like we never were apart, man. But that's because these were all, I call them my misfits, a lot of these guys. But they were looking for structure. And we were in schools back then. We were allowed to give them structure. Families, when we grew up in Lamont, we had structure. Even though I didn't get along with my dad, I knew when dinner was. I knew my mom.
Yeah.
I knew when I was out with my buddies, if I didn't call, I was going to get my butt kicked when I got home. We had certain rules and structure that we had to follow, or there was a consequence, whether we lost the car keys or whatever, you know, or when we were young enough, we got some piece of our behind handed to us. But there was a price for, and it doesn't have to be cruel. It doesn't have to be, and it wasn't. We didn't like it. I'm not saying I enjoyed it, but you know what? You and I can sit here and both agree, my brother, that when we were out and we screwed up, we knew we screwed up. We didn't have to come home and make up a story about it. We screwed up, you know.
We knew why we were doing it.
Yeah.
We knew what we were doing. We had that little devil on your shoulder. Like,
that's right.
You know you shouldn't be doing this shit. And then that other one on the other
side,
man, go ahead, man. You can go ahead and do it this time.
That's right. We knew we were out there chasing, you know what, and we knew it was going to cause us to be 2 hours late. It's all right. We knew, and we had to fess up. We had to man up. We had, you know, yeah. My dad didn't have to. He didn't have to say anything. He knew. We knew. There was no there was no story time, you know. And so, but today it's all story time, because we get to blame and complain because it wasn't us. First way that men step out of their responsibility today, Lamont, we blame somebody else and we complain about what life throws our way.
Arnie, did we put a time frame or did we put a period on? You know, people always tell me about period pieces. Did we put a period on when did this start? I mean, do you think it starts earlier in the home? I mean, it's confusion with men. I mean, is there a time, in your opinion, that you feel started where this whole thing started?
I think the time was that probably somewhere around the mid to late 80s. I think it started. A lot of it had to do with some of the technological changes going on, some of the sociological changes going on with how we treated our children, the fact that the media wanted us to – I think there's stories in Time magazine way back in the 90s that, you know, of wanting men and women to be the same and treating everybody the same. I think a lot of that came in. You started to see the shift, like I said, with the TV show Raymond, which was an early 90s show, the shift in how men were viewed in society as away from the John Wayne type to the soft, cuddly guy, you know. And so that started to take its toll, man.
So you feel like doing that transition right there, the men start losing a little bit of their luster as far as being the head of the household, strong go-to guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and they started losing, and I tell you what they lost, and I talk to women all the time. They started losing respect of women. And if you talk to any woman, sure, everybody likes to be around a guy that is mushy and does everything they tell them to do. But after a while, they don't respect that guy. Yeah, yeah.
Right, real quick, too. Real quick.
That's right. He's fun to be around for a while, and then they go, well, I got girlfriends to do this. Goodbye. And they talk to
over,
man.
Hey,
and
look,
the guy's
can you come
confused.
Over and charge my battery? Can you come over and charge my battery? They
yeah.
don't know how to open the hood.
They don't. They don't. They don't know how to do anything like that, you know, and it's sad, you know. And, you know, is that the guy, is he the guy at home when there's a loud noise that's gonna pick up a bat or head out outside and see what's going on? And, or is he looking at her going, are you going to do something or are I going to do something? Right?
He better dial 911.
And after a while, she's going, why are you here, man?
Yeah.
You're not adding any value to my life. You're fun. You're cuddly, but so what? There's a lot of fun, cuddly. I got stuffed animals on my bed. They'll do that.
Let me hit you with this one, man, because I've had this one too. Now there in society, you know, there's a lot of high profile female in the world now that have, you know, a lot of great jobs, make a whole lot of money. And
yep.
there's a lot of problems within the household because, you know, they're the major breadwinner. Their husband, significant other, or whatever, make a little, maybe sometimes a lot less money. So they tend to want to gauge their respect level based on their income. When you coach people, families, do you ever run up on those issues?
Oh, sure. But that comes from one of my first activities I have men do, in women as well. I have them, I call it my mirror work. I didn't invent it, but it works. Can this guy look in a mirror and tell himself 10 things that he loves about himself, Lamont? Because unless he can do that, then he's going to be looking at stuff like money, and all these material things that don't mean a dang thing. Because if he has self-worth and he believes he's worth it, then that's not going to be an issue. You know, a guy with strong self-esteem and is grounded and knows himself. Because until you know yourself, Lamont, you shouldn't be dating and getting married anyway. So if he knows himself and he runs across a strong female like that, first of all, she will be attracted to him as a strong man. Now, she may initially be attracted to him because he might be a good-looking man, blah, 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 and carries himself well, but finds out after a while that, you know, he doesn't have a job or he doesn't have this. Now, that's up to her if she wants to stay with him. But let's say that they do connect. And he is confident, and he is working hard at what he does. You know, he could be a school teacher. He could be the best damn school teacher in town, and she could be a lawyer. Well, she's going to make 10 times the money he's making. But you know what? He is a proud man making a difference in his community, you know, and he treats her like a lady unless she doesn't want it to work. Now, if she only wants to hang around with people that of power, that have more income than her, okay. Then don't get married, okay? Because it goes both ways as well. And because if you're a confident man, and you want to be, you could be driving a garbage truck for all I care, and you're going to be the best garbage truck driver on the planet, and you are strong, and you carry yourself well, and you're confident, and you know how to treat a lady, and you're a phenomenal dad, and you love what you do, and you love people. Guess what? There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
But that's what it comes down to. So yeah, I mean, sure, it's an issue. It's an issue if they want it to be an issue. It's not an issue, Lamont, if you have the key to a great relationship, Lamont, is two people that know themselves, know their personalities, know their wants, know the things that they need to change about themselves that only they can change, not the other person. And know and love unconditionally. Because if you love somebody unconditionally, it doesn't matter how much money you make, Lamont. Conditionally means without condition.
Wow. That's a powerful statement, too, because but how many of us today in this fast-paced society really know how to do that?
We don't. That's why what I'm doing right now is an impactful thing, and I'm not the only one doing it, but there's a huge need out there. And the reason, Lamont, that there's a huge need is because men don't talk. They suffer. Okay?
Yeah.
They suffer in silence.
And
that's where
it comes
out.
Because we the snake, snails, and the puppy dog tails, and what are women?
Right.
A sugar and spice and everything nice.
Mm-hmm.
So when we want to at least talk, and I have this other saying, too, that men sharpen men and steel sharpens steel.
You better believe it.
Because real men you could talk to and have a real honest conversation, and they know how to deal with corrective criticism. And they accept that, and they learn and they grow from that. And then you could talk to another type of guy that you would consider is a man. And, you know, they won't look you eye to eye. They'll look off, and you can kind of almost tell instantly that you're wasting your breath.
Yeah.
They're not ready to receive the message.
No, they're not. And that's the vast majority. Let me tell you a quick story that this was an article – that I ran across that was, it was in the early 2000s. And we're going to use some animals here as a metaphor, but in South Africa, they have these gigantic game reserves, right? Well, in one of them, there was a large group of elephants, and it was getting too big for the preserve. So what they did is they moved some of the younger elephants over to another preserve. It's a true story, and you can look it up online. But and they noticed after a few years something was going on. They saw some of the white rhinos and some of these animals were being killed, and they thought their poachers were coming in there and killing them. So they put cameras up in the park, and what they found blew their mind. They found that these young elephants had grown together and became a gang. And we're going around and terrorizing these other animals. And, so they put their brains together and said, we need a solution to this. So here's what they did. They went back to the old parks, and they found the biggest, baddest bull elephants they could find. And they'd never done this before. Because remember, they moved the younger elephants before. So they had to create these massive, massive trucks that had not been developed yet in order to move these gigantic bull elephants. And they brought in a few of them and put them in the park. And within weeks, Lamont, weeks, these old bulls straightened these young whippersnappers out. They put them in their place real fast, and it all stopped. And so part of my vision as a coach, as a men's strategic coach, Lamont, is to find other bulls like me and like yourself that want to say, stop, enough of this nonsense. We need to come together as men and say, young guys, listen. And it starts with us, Lamont, because if we don't change our own selves, if we don't get our own relationships lined up right, if we don't start treating ladies the way we're supposed to, then these young guys in the NFL and all these other guys that are going around slapping women and doing stupid things when they don't need to, they're going to keep doing that stuff. You know, because they got money. They can pay their way out of stuff. But they need to see John Wayne step up and say, this is how you treat a lady. This is how you respond to what life, when life kicks you in the teeth, you don't run around and complain and blame about it. You figure it out. Okay? Sometimes the obstacle is the way. Sometimes what's blocking your way in life is what is going to provide you the way, okay? Instead of just running around it all the time, let's figure it out. And it takes guys like us, Lamont. They're going to say, listen, I can help you. You know, I can work with you. You know, we can come up with some strategies. I can help you make the changes you want to make if you want to make them. I'm not going to make you do anything. And I'll be here to listen to you too when you need. Somebody that's going to listen to you and hug you. You know, I was at my 40th reunion last night, Lamont, high school. And you know what's neat about that is I went around the room, and this first time I've done this in all the years that I've gone back to these things, and I was hugging more men than you can shake a stick at, dude. It wasn't about handshakes.
Wow.
It was about hugs, man. And you know what? That takes courage in today's world when you have men in your 50s that are willing to hug each other and not worrying about what society's going to think. We need that because that's, to me, that's the icebreaker that says, hey, I'm here for you to hear your stories, man. And there's a lot of guys in that room I wanted to go and hug to because I've gotten very good at looking in people's eyes, Lamont, and know that there's trouble, that there's a man that's hurting. He needs another man that's just say, hey, I'm here for you. And there's one guy in particular, and I put him in my journal this morning to pray for because I do that every morning. I write down people that I want to pray for. And I wrote his name down and I prayed for him this morning that, you know, he was troubled and he needed somebody to want to talk to him. But it was just so much going on and the music and everything. And, you know, you can't talk to everybody, but boy, it really troubled my heart. But we need guys to step, and it doesn't have to be just guys our age, it could be men in their 20s and 30s. You know, these young millennials, I love talking to millennials because some of them are really neat guys to be around. But there's a lot of them that are just out there just screwing up, man.
Well, Arnie, I think, too, what the guys need to do is learn how to get out of their own way. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. they deal a lot with these little fake egos and this fake pride, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? To me, the issue is, what's more fake to you? I mean, to put up this facade or get past that and really talk to somebody that could give you the answers, you know, such as yourself, mm-hmm. like what you're talking about. I mean, guys, they don't want to come up and talk because they feel like it's going to make them weak or feel less than, you know, but... To me, they should feel just the opposite. If I don't confront this demon, you know, if I don't deal with this issue, that's weak.
Right. No. It's that's the confusion, Lamont. What is a real man? I mean, you know, to me, I go through some things where, you know, a real man has got to, he's got to reject this passivity stuff. We got to reject it, you know, and we're not doing that. We're not, and a lot of it, we could say they don't know, but I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like when I coach people that want to lose weight, you know, is there anybody that you know, Lamont, that doesn't understand that, sugar's bad for them? You know, we all know that, right? Just like, you know,
right.
years ago, How many people knew that smoking's bad for you, right? Did somebody have to keep telling you that smoking's bad for you? I don't know. I mean, but in today's world, it seems like, you know, we need to reject this passivity because I think it will help. I really do believe that it will help to get to be surrounded by other men that are showing us the right path. I mean, as a coach, part of what I do is tell people, no, this, don't go right, go left. You know, it's like if I was coaching a football team, I'm going to call the play, but you got to run the play. But we're going to practice first. I'm going to teach you the skills you need. So I'm going to teach you how to be a man. We're going to you know, like I talked about earlier about that man class. I'm going to teach you how to change a tire. I'm going to teach you how to treat a lady. I'm going to teach you how to talk. I'm going to teach you how to carry yourself. Teach you how to love yourself like your friggin' life depends on it. You know? Why are men committing suicide? You know? Come on.
So my question to you here is, when you advising them, coaching them, do you feel that this? Because I think a lot of these guys have I don't know. The Indians used to say they need more iron in their word, which takes me to the point that I think the guys are weak in character. How do you feel their character, because I deal with people, professionals all the time in my industry, you know, and stuff come out of their mouth, and I'm like, why did they volunteer me a lie? You know, they don't have to do that. They don't owe me no money. I don't owe them nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So why would you just lie? Where does that come from? You don't really have to do that. And to me, it creates a disrespect issue with me, and I don't say nothing, because they tell me the only thing worse than disrespect is no respect.
Yeah.
But well, that's step two.
Why do these men today?
Activity?
Yeah. Why do these men today just feel the need to volunteer lies?
Well, here we go. After rejecting passivity, number two is they have to accept responsibility for their life. And so what happens a lot of times, Lamont, is they're going to make up a story, man, because they don't want to accept responsibility for what's going on in their life. So it's easier to tell Lamont a story, some BS, some nonsense, and figuring, well, he won't check me out, or he won't do this, or whatever it is. They're going to tell themselves a story instead of changing themselves, because, you know, like I said earlier about complaining and blaming, you know, the first thing we can do to better our situation, it's not always the easiest, is to make a change. You know, go back to school, you know, take a class, talk to Lamont. Hey, Lamont, I come to you, man, and basically be on your knees and say, Lamont, I need your help, man. I need some advice. And then be willing to take it and do something with it. Courage, man, because that's step three is as far as leading courageously, and that comes with leading your own life courageously. So to answer your question, these men, it takes a lot of guts and courage and bravery to do the things you're doing, to tell the truth, and that comes back to, do they love themselves, Lamont? Can that man look in the mirror and say, I love Arnie because Arnie is a man of integrity. Arnie is a man of courage. Arnie's word is everything. You know what? I had a guy coach me a long time ago. He was an old football coach. He's now a speaker and a coach. He's one of the guys that helped me get into this. And his name is Joe Pesci. And he told me years and years ago, he goes, when he was coaching football at Youngstown State, he said, Arnie, he goes, one of the things I share with men all the time, and this is before the age of computers and stuff, he goes, return every phone call. And he goes, when I was coaching, these young men would come to my office and want me to help them with things. And I had other coaches calling me to help them get into schools. He goes, I don't care. If it was midnight, I returned the phone call. And you know what that built? That built integrity with these other coaches and these other programs around the country. So whenever I showed up at a conference and whatnot, I may not have been at the biggest school, but these coaches all respected me because I was a man of my word. And I tell people
right.
that all the time. I said, you want to make a difference right now? You return every text. You return every email. You return every voice message. You return these things, you know, and because I get sick of it just like you do. You know, you leave a message for somebody and forget it or text or stuff, and it's all blown off. And all that does is build – there's no integrity there, is there?
Right. Nope.
No. No. But we're not teaching it anymore. We're not teaching it. We're teaching do your own thing. That's what we're teaching.
Or they'll tell you some stuff, or tell some stupid stuff like, well, I called you. Didn't you see my number? And I'm like, look, man, I get 1,000 phone calls a day. You think I got a time to sit here and look at my phone to see who called to hang up?
Yeah. No, I know. Well, I mean, it all depends on what
grief.
They want. I mean, if it's something that they want that's really important, boy, oh, boy, man, you better get back to them, right?
Yeah.
Or they're going to come down on you like a hailstorm. But, that, you know, but Lamont, honestly, that's why we need shows like yours. That's why what I call the men's space is growing. Meaning that guys like me, and there's a lot of us, we're reaching out. In time, men aren't going to have we're going to take away that excuse that says, well, I don't have anybody to talk to. Yes, you do. We're out here, and
yeah,
these guys are pretty smart.
And I wish they pick up the phone. Yeah, they can press number one on the phone right now and join this conversation because
that's right.
I would like to see more men stand up and be men so the women can go back and start being women because I'm tired of seeing these women
right.
look like men.
Right.
You know, so.
And you know what?
Go
even
back
when we get off this. No, no, I hear you. You're exactly right. Women do want to be women. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. You know, you get them behind a closed door. And you sit these women down after they stop crying, because they're going to get emotional with you. They are looking for real men. I'm in a lot of relationship groups on Facebook and whatnot, and man, oh man, I about want to pull every last hair out of my head, because these poor ladies, and I'll be honest with you, some of it's their fault. I'm not blaming everything on men, because men take enough abuse. But I tell you what, they are looking for a guy that was going to step up. And you know, honestly, when I say this because I mean it, but they are looking for a guy on a white horse to come up and take them on a grand adventure. And then on the
right.
other side of it, they'll make fun of that. And men will make fun of that. And you know what I say to that? BS. You know what? That's a standard. And Lamont, unless we set the standard high enough, we are in for a real, real awakening, a real mess on our hands. It's bigger than we can ever imagine, because women are. And go ahead.
No, I want to just throw a little flip side of that too, since we're going to be fair on this show today.
Sure.
Women, stop sending your daughters out there to go find this guy
That's
on
right.
this white horse to come save you and rescue you. Why you don't educate
mm-hmm.
your daughters so when they find this guy, they got something
mm-hmm.
to bring to the table? You know,
you better believe it.
They look good. They look pretty. They have nice bodies. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to type. They don't know how to
mm-hmm.
do nothing. So when this
That's
guy
right.
on this white horse, 9 times out of 10, he's going to be a businessman, a professional. So
yeah.
what happens if the guy break his leg, break his arm, can't work no more, and
mm-hmm.
he's looking for you to take over his enterprise, but you can't do that because you don't know how to do nothing but make hamburger helper.
Yeah, that's right.
So, lady,
well,
step your game up, too.
You're exactly right, Lamont, and I get so annoyed about it when I see some of these ladies posting some of this nonsense that they're doing and looking – they want these men to be boys, and they encourage them to act like boys, and then they turn around and they get all hurt, or they're all when they get rejected and because they get treated like a toy. And I'm saying to myself, well, what did you expect? You've encouraged them to act irresponsibly. You've encouraged them to act like little boys, and then all of a sudden when it doesn't go your way, it's like, oh, you know, my world is falling apart. Well, guess what? If we start from the beginning, it's like the old saying goes, Lamont, all that begins well has a great chance to end well. All that begins terribly, good luck. Good luck. And so,
yeah.
you know, how can you get in a relationship with somebody, like I said earlier, if you don't even know who you are? And so you're exactly right. Until these ladies, you know, if they want to – attract. I always look at it this way. What do I want? Who do I want as a man? You know, boom, boom, boom. List 100 things. I don't care. And then I got to look at that list and say, man, if I'm going to attract that man, what do I need to be in myself to attract that? Do I need to be good looking? Sure. Do I need to dress well? Great. Do I need to have good hygiene? Probably. Do I need to know how to cook? Do I need to learn how to do these other things? Keep a home? Do I need to learn how to do business? If I want to attract an entrepreneur, do I need to be flexible? Do I need to be accepting of his schedule? Do I need to, if I want to run my own business and be attracting another entrepreneur, do I need to know how to have these business skills as well? Maybe I need to go to school and learn that stuff. But you got to know what you want, Lamont, first, and then you look at it and you go, okay, who do I need to be? Because some man going in there trying to change her, that's going to create a lot of animosity, a lot of friction. It's not going to work. Just like you trying to try to tame an entrepreneur and say, you need to be home at a certain time and do this. Good luck. You're going to drive yourself crazy, because entrepreneurs, we are out there spinning it, man, 24/7. Our brains are on fire because that's what we do. And so if you're in a relationship like that, all you're going to do is create problems for yourself. So it has to come down to what they want, who they need to become, and then are they willing to do the things in their lives, the changes, to attract this man, and maybe go to their mom, you know, and say, hey, mom, I need help with this. I need to learn how to clean. I need to learn how to do laundry. I need to learn how to do these things that are important. Because I know this, as a man, my mom, you know what she did? She taught me how to do all those things. You know why? Because, and I don't know if it was the healthiest thing in the world, but she said, I don't want you to ever be dependent on a woman. That was
I got the same lesson.
I don't need, and sometimes that drives my wife crazy because my wife is a good cook, but I don't need her to cook for me. You know, I don't need her to, because I have a son with a traumatic brain injury, and that takes a lot of energy out of her. And there are, so I'll make my own meals. You know, I'll make meals for her and I. You know, I'll do the laundry. She may not like the way I do her laundry, but I'll do the laundry. You know, there was a time when, you know, there are certain days that I'll clean, you know. And I drove her, she was gone for a couple months this summer with my daughter and my son. And she wanted me to hire cleaning. I said, I'll do it. She goes, oh, really? And I did. I cleaned this house like you wouldn't believe. I learned a lot, man. And she was totally impressed with it. So next time I have to do that, I mean, I probably hire somebody, but I can do it. But I did it. You know, I stepped up, and we can do these things. Men can do these things. We can grow. You know, and so if men can do it, women can do it as well. And guess what? Strong relationships, Lamont. It's not about, you know, money's great. Money gives us options, you know, but besides our spiritual life and our health, the rest of it are things we can learn how to do. I can learn how to please my wife if I want to, you know, but she can't make me do it. I have to want to.
Right.
You know.
That's how it is, though. If people want to change, if men want to change, they first have to want to. And women need to understand they can't teach a man how to be a man. They
mm-mm.
can't make a man
mm-mm.
a man. That's something that he has to do.
They better go out. They want a man, Lamont. If a woman wants a man, she has to go out and find the man. She can't go out and find a boy and say, I'm going to turn him into a man. That will never work.
But they do it over again because they want to go out and rescue somebody. They want to go rescue
them. I know, and it's
them.
Not that. Yeah. But you know what, Lamont? Isn't it? Haven't you found this in your own life and with men you're around with? If I told men some men last night, I said, if you go through a bad relationship, divorce, whatever it is, the next one should be better if you learn from the previous. It should be better because you can describe your nightmare to avoid it. The problem is you see it all the time. I see it all the time. We go back and repeat the same nonsense because we didn't learn from it, and it's worse.
That's funny. Hey, look, the same body type, same build, same
mm-hmm.
look, same
mm-hmm.
attitude. The only thing
mm-hmm.
is different is the name.
I see it all the time. It drives me nuts,
me
man.
Too.
But what are you doing?
It's like
you should – you know, I don't like to start on the negative side of it with these, especially with ladies when I'm coaching ladies. It's like, describe your nightmare. And they describe, well, I don't want anybody that drinks. I don't want anybody that does drugs. I don't want anybody that hits me. I don't want, boom, 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 boom. But they list 10 things they don't want, right? And then the next thing you turn around is like, here they are dating some idiot again because he looked good, smelled good, had a nice car, but he treated her like
same
crap.
Old. Yep, same mold. They come out of the same mold, same thing. The only thing different is the name.
The name.
And I like to tell the guys that they stuck on stupid. I don't know how else to explain it. Come on, man, you're doing exactly the same thing.
What is dumb?
The same exact same thing, same thing. She's the same way. She's a gold digger. She cared nothing about you. Just the same type. They date the same type people all the time. And when they get the same results, they're like, well, what happened? Yeah, well, you is what happened.
Yeah, it's not ignorant anymore. Once you've gone through it, you ain't ignorant anymore. You're just dumb.
Yeah, you're just
dumb.
A glutton for punishment. Hey, you're a glutton for punishment,
like,
so go over there and take it and just shut up. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I like this one better when I do a lot of when I'm doing my dating stuff. It's like, look, love at first sight is real. It's a chemical thing. It's actually a chemical process in our body when we meet somebody like that. And then I go, then what? Because you can only spend so much time doing you know what. And then you better be able to carry on a conversation. Then you better be able to have some common interests. Then you better be able to do some things to create a relationship, or you are in for a nightmare. You're in for a nightmare. But I see it happen time and time and time again. They just go out, they meet that person that looks great, feels good, makes them feel good. And if you're looking for a relationship, you're in for trouble. If you're just looking to just, you know, a one night stand, okay. But at some point, you know, at some point you're going to have to take a stand in your life and create something for yourself, or you're just in for a lot of heartache.
Well, Arnie, we got, the time be flying when we're having fun, but we have a few minutes left on the show. Could we touch on your son and your situation with that quickly?
Yeah, real quick. He's 37 years old. He used to work for me when I had my first rehab company. I used to own some physical therapy where we actually did brain and spinal cord injury. Think about it. And so one afternoon, 17 years ago, well, 16 years ago in 2001, he had some cancellations and decided to go out drinking and driving with his buddies. And bam, best friend died in the accident. He received a traumatic brain injury. And and so my wife is the number one caregiver. She does everything for him. She gets the best care in the world, but it has taken its toll on her physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and on our relationship. But it's taught me a lot about relationship work, Lamont. It's taught me a lot about being a man. It's taught me a lot on how to tell other men and teach other men that there are things you can do if you want to. But yeah, he's totally dependent. He can't talk, walk. He needs 24-hour care. And just like today, I'm here talking to you, and he's in the other room. I'm taking care of him because my wife is out of town visiting my daughter in L.A., and I'll be picking her up about an hour after I get off the show with you because she needed that time. And that's just the way it works, man. Some people might say that ain't fair. I've had many men in my life tell me, Arnie, why do you guys do that? And I say, well, he's our son. So what are you supposed to do? Right?
And that goes back to what we were talking about, too. A lot of these guys need to start looking at themselves in the mirror every day and ask them who they are. And I guess when they get the answer to that, then they will also find out how to approach or address the situation. Because either way you're going to be, you're either going to be a man up or a man down, I guess.
No, you're exactly right, Lamont. It's either you either step up, and you know what? I forgive everybody. You know what? I'm not here on this planet to judge anybody. I will forgive you. I will love you and forgive you. I will encourage you, and I will try to understand you. I will never try to make you do anything that you do not want to do. And that's
right.
That's a growth that I've gone through in my life as a coach, you know, to encourage and understand. Because as men, we all want that. As people, we want that. We just want to be encouraged and understood. But I tell you what, you know, on the other side of that, you know, I don't want to be told what to do by you. And but if somebody's living the word and living their word, Lamont, I have nothing but respect for that. You know, and we need more men that are just going to step up, like you said, and be who they are. If their word says I'm a man and that's what they live and that's what they project, man, I got nothing but respect for that, man. I don't care who they are.
Okay.
I got nothing but respect for that. And
Arnie,
we
I don't want the show to cut
like
off.
No,
right.
No.
We don't want to cut the show off. It's about 20 minutes left, but I want you to come back again and join us again. And this show will be available for all those who just joined us late. It'll be available worldwide in the next minute. Or less, so you can catch it in its entirety. And Arnie, I want to thank you again for joining us, and I want to invite you to come back and see us soon so we can continue.
Yeah, I would. Hey, do you mind if I tell people where they can go find me a little bit?
Go ahead, put it in.
Yeah, Let's go. You can go two places, TotalRecoveryArizona.com. You can also check out my podcast, Answers for Real Men, on iTunes. We'd love to have you come over there and check it out, subscribe. And my podcast website is Answers for Real Men. And if you got the courage and the guts, give me a call. I'll talk to anybody because a phone call could change your life. 602-390-9144. 602-390-9144. Like I said, one phone call could change your life.
Absolutely. And thank you again, Arnie. And spread the word, and we'll continue to do the same.
Thank you, my brother. And I'll be in contact with you. I love what you're doing, and I would love to help you out some more. You're a blessing.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Love you, too. Peace.
Love you, my brother. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Total Wireless Store, where total confidence awaits.
I need an out-of-this-world phone at a down-to-earth price.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Right now, get $100 off Samsung's most popular smartphones, like the Galaxy S9, when you move to the nation's best 4G LTE network.
That's a galaxy within reach.
Houston, we have savings.
Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence, the latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in L.A.
New service line activation requirements, simple mobile, and Total Wireless. Refer to latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.